So our listener Ashley is trying to figure out not only her own relationship, but also now she's got to deal with something her friend is going through.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, can I tell you what a huge fan I am of your all show?
Oh, thank you.
I just don't feel complete without my daily dose of B&K. LOL.
Okay, thanks.
Anyway, why I'm reaching out, I'm kind of stuck here. Would you tell a friend her husband is cheating?
Oh, gosh.
Knowing the pain of being cheated on myself and having recently found out that my friend's husband is cheating on her, saw him at the bar making out with some woman we didn't know, I'm not sure what to do.
Oh, geez.
Should I be a friend and tell her? But if so, how do I put it to her? Or do I leave well enough alone because none of my business? Plus, I'm stressed out trying to solve things in my own relationship at the moment. And now this. I have a lot on my plate. I'm really not sure what to do or how to go about doing things. I'm fairly close to both the husband and the wife. So this is a really difficult situation. I'm sick to my stomach about it. I just wish I could unsee what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
How would you...
What would you do?
Handle. Yeah, what would you do in this situation?
Man, I... Like, typically we say... Well, gosh.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Yeah, I mean...
But she saw it.
Because we get this a lot.
Yes.
And unfortunately, this is something that is not unique to our show. There are instances where we think, hey, telling the person is best. We always get the people that are like, I wish someone had told me
sure.
that this was happening.
And she has firsthand knowledge because she saw it.
She saw it.
So this is not a gossipy, I heard it through the grapevine kind of a thing.
Right. And she knows because she has been cheated on.
Yeah.
But she is dealing... Man,
with her grief and her own situation.
Well, and I don't know what her situation is, but she says she's going through a lot right now in her own relationship.
Right. Well, she's been cheated on. So then is that going, I'm sure she's probably thinking, oh, well, my friend might be thinking, well, she was cheated on. Now she just wants to make me feel bad. And
I wonder if that's all going through her head.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
This is never an easy topic to talk about.
It's not. Because you're thinking of possibly just uprooting someone's relationship. Like
right.
Blowing it all up. But
right.
You're not the one that did that.
No.
The person that
was the other person.
Put their lips on someone else's lips.
Yes.
That they're not married to.
Whoops.
That's their, yes.
I tripped.
Yep. So it sounds like there's absolutely no mistaking what she saw.
Right. That's the other thing. Yeah, and it sounds like it was not just a peck like, hey.
Right.
Good to see you.
Right.
Friend.
Right.
All right, 502-795-1997.
So awkward.
I know. And these are always, they live in the nuance, and there's unique situations with all, and I don't ever think there is a one-size-fits-all with an answer on these.
But she said, the thing that I'm thinking, she said she's fairly close to both the husband and the wife, so my first inclination going to the husband and saying, hey.
This is what I saw.
I saw this. What are you doing?
Yeah, maybe. All right, 502-795-1997, group therapy. We just heard from Ashley. She is dealing with a lot in her own life. And then she sees her friend's husband making out with some tramp. Sorry, I jumped to conclusions there.
You did a little.
But now she's like, I don't know whether to say anything. I've got enough emotion in my own life. Now I got to deal with this. What should I do? She's been cheated on before, so she understands the pain.
Yeah, this is a big mess. Rosa on text says, if I were the wife, I would want my husband to tell me. But if I found out it was because my friend caught him and essentially forced him to tell me, then I would rather have my friend tell me. Because I don't even want to give him credit for confessing. If he was just forced to wasn't really going to tell me in the first place, then there you go. Also, I feel like it doesn't matter if I'm friends with both of them. If she's my best friend, I've known her forever, then
yeah,
poo-poo to the husband.
Brandy, you've been through this?
I was cheated on, and the person that told me was the woman's husband who saw them.
Oh, so this is almost
and
like...
I was approached like 11 o'clock at night by strange man and find out that it's her husband and that they were actually together, and I followed him to where they were.
Oh, and you saw
so
them?
You were tipped off. You launched your own sting operation and saw it yourself?
Yes, and I am so grateful that he told me, because that just told me what kind of a person he really was, explained a lot of lies he was telling me.
Ooh. Should she tell her friend, or should she go to the husband first and say, hey, I saw you. What are you doing?
Yeah, I would approach the husband first, because if she's kind of close to both of them,
right.
I would say, look, were you just drunk and not thinking? Or, I mean, is this a one-time thing? Or everybody makes mistakes, but you don't want to ruin somebody's relationship if you don't have to.
Yeah. Brandy, sorry that you went through this, but thank you so much for your...
your expertise, yeah.
For sure.
I am just grateful that I was told, so I don't know. It's okay. Kind of a sticky situation. I would confront him first.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Brandy.
Yeah, there's a couple of people on Facebook that are being really harsh. Like, what kind of a friend are you? Like, she should have immediately went to her to tell
her
that.
So Brooke rolls in and says, I'm very brazen. I would have walked right up to him at the bar, taken a picture, and said, I'm pretty sure that's not your wife's lips.
Oh.
Walked away, then sent the pic from a blocked number. Been there and unfortunately seen that.
Wow.
So that's hindsight, though. Like,
right.
That didn't happen
that
in the moment. So
she has to try to figure out, what do I do moving forward? Lisa says, I have a friend who, when she's miserable, she wants everyone else miserable.
Yeah.
So it might not land very well if you start creating an issue. I think you should go to the husband, let him know what you saw, allow him time to explain, and tell him to get it together, or you will tell the wife.
I think that is the way forward.
Yeah.
I think you go to the husband and say, hey, look, I was at
such and such bar.
I was at Bar Louisville.
Bar Louisville.
On Friday night. And I
bring it back.
So I was at Have a Nice Day Cafe.
Oh, bring it back.
Enjoying one of those big fishbowl little drinks.
And I noticed you're a little cozy, and your face was really cozy with that other lady. So what the heck?
So who is that? And do I need to tell your wife?
Uh-huh.
And then let him stammer. And
stumble his way through an explanation.
Not, it's not what you
oh,
think.
Oh, it's my cousin.
My God. Why did you go there? Why did you go there? Someone's just now moved to Louisville going, let's check out the local radio. Then dang it, I knew it.
He's coming up with a stupid excuse that might fall out of his mouth.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Sorry that you're now being put in this situation, which you didn't ask for.
No, and it sounds like you got your own things that you're trying to deal with in your own household.
Juggle. Right. Right.
That are probably difficult, too, so it probably makes
sense. So maybe go to the husband, all right?
Yes.
Go to the husband.
We go to him.
And...
it's like, you either fess up, or I will. I'll tell her.
Yep. All right, good luck. Let us know what goes down. Maybe we can follow up with you next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to know.
Yeah. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.